Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Champion, welcome Saturday Nation. People from millions around the world listening in over 100 countries. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast, and it is amazing, so amazing to be able to have a chat with you for just a few minutes a day, every day. Well, okay, not every day, but almost every day. Been doing this for the better part of 12 to 13 years, and it's just my way of giving back. Very cathartic for me to share with you the journey, the entrepreneurial journey, the inspirational journey, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, the valleys. Oh, are there a lot of valleys? Just in life, man. There are a lot of valleys. The judgment. Oh, my God. The people closest to you judging you. Doesn't that suck? Well, it can. But let me tell you, man, that should be a sense of empowerment for you. I was just having a chat with an amazing coaching client, and I was letting her know, you know the enemy attacks, right? You know the enemy attacks when you're just about to have your biggest breakthrough. You know that's the only time the enemy attacks. Because if you're not relevant, if you're not doing anything great, if you're just sitting around like a lot of people do and just kind of playing average, you know what I say? The three words that are like nails on a chalkboard to me, what are they? The three, you probably don't even know what they are because I didn't even know what I was going to say until I just picked up the mic. Below the radar. Below the radar. Hey, I don't want to do too much. I mean, there's this guy, I've told this story on my podcast 100 times. I'm going to say it again because you got to hear this, man. I'm going to call him Bill. His name wasn't Bill, but it's more like Doofus. Anyway, that's my Christian way of not swearing. God, it just, oh my God. Seriously, nails on a chalkboard, man. We used to have this sales ranking sheet, like any sales organization. Look, we pitted one rep against another, and we had contests and prizes and award trips, and we'd go to Puerto Rico and Atlantis, Bahamas, and all over the globe, and then reward our top 10%, and then we'd pay them like 10% more, send them on a trip, and give them 300% more work. big phrase at corporate. You probably heard this as well. You've been identified. What? Yeah, you've been identified. Identified as what? Oh, well, as a leader, as a top thought leader in the industry, top sales rep. Great. What do I get? What kind of prizes? Well, you don't really get much. We'll send you on a trip. We'll work you like a rented mule for 12 months a year, and then for, you know, 3 nights, we'll send you to the Bahamas. How's that sound? And we'll give you more work and kind of pay you a little bit more, but we'll give you 300% more work for 10% more pay. Sound like a deal? No. I'd rather go launch my own brand, have my own time, make my own hours, and crush it and add value. And, by the way, have a life of significance. Can I do that? What? So, below the radar. Anybody that tells you they want to fly below the radar is just playing small. They're living in Averageville, and they're afraid of prosperity. They're just afraid of greatness. Because what happens when you're asked to do more? What happens when you're asked to be great? What happens when you have been identified? Well, then there's this thing you got to live up to. If you're never great, then you never got to live up to greatness. You just got to – there's nothing to live up to, which is amazing if you just want to kind of, you know – lay low. Oh, man, I shared with you that gambling podcast on Saturday. Let me give you the PS. I didn't even tell you this story. I forgot to tell you the story. There was a guy, this has nothing to do, except it kind of was not flying below the radar. This dude rolls up to the craps table. I just got to share this because I talked Saturday about playing craps and getting away once a month, and I've got my fun day where I release just all the pressure for the month. Go to the casino. And this dude rolls up. I'm telling you, he looked like 50 Cent. He rolled up in a pair of Army Fatigue pants and a white t-shirt, gold chain. I mean, he had the look, dude. But he just had like a scowl to him, too, man. Like a scowl. He was there for business, man. I'm looking at like, wow, what an interesting dude. Like, right away, I pick out the interesting guys at the craps table. This dude looked interesting to me. And he was betting 10 grand on the pass line. Now, again, you don't got to know anything about craps, and this isn't a craps podcast or a gambling podcast, but, man, 10 grand on the pass line. I'm like, oh, my God, I got $10. I'm like, oh. Anyway, long story short, he was up, down, betting 10 grand, 5 grand, 2 grand, 500, 8 grand, 300. I mean, it's all over the place. I found him so interesting. And then his last bet, this was it. 50 Cent, man. He lays down. I'm just calling him the 50 Cent lookalike because he looked just like 50 Cent. He lays down 10 grand in the field. Now, the way the field bet, it is 3, 4, no 5, no 6, 8. So 3, 4, 9, 10, 11. And then if 2 or 12 roll, you get paid double. Okay? Double. So let's just say you put $10 in the field on a craps table. It's going to pay you $10 if anything other than 5, 6, 8 roll. Okay, why? Because 5, 6, 8 are the most commonly rolled numbers. So, well, everyone thinks the field's a great bet. It's a sucker bet. The most commonly rolled dice on a craps table is a 7. Second most commonly rolled dice are 6 and 8. And the third most commonly rolled numbers are 5 and 9. So they don't pay 5, 6, 8, or obviously 7 on a field roll. This dude puts down 10 grand on the field. Complete sucker bet. And what do you think happens? Guy rolls. Not him. He wasn't even rolling the dice. Somebody else was rolling. They rolled a 12. A freaking 12. You know what 12 pays? Double. Why? Because there's only one way to roll a 12. A 6 and a 6. Same thing as a 2. There's only one way to get there. There is no other combination. Dude walked out with 20 grand on one roll. 20,000. I've never seen it before in my life. I'm sure I'll never see it again. Dude walked out. Fitty got escorted out by security because he had 20 G in his pocket. And I'm like, oh, God, I wish I had the onions to do that. But he also, I mean, that was stressful for me to watch. Anyway, I got to share that story with you. So he wasn't flying below the radar. He played big, man. And it was risk versus reward. He had a lot out there. He had 10 grand on one roll and he gets paid double. And, you know, there is kind of a metaphor in that. There kind of is. It just, you know, when you're willing to put yourself out. Now, that's completely stupid, okay? But I'm just saying when you take gambles in life and in business, but you've got a little bit more control, like you're not just rolling the dice. I'm shocked at how many people don't take a gamble on their own business, on their own brand, on themselves. Like they don't bet on themselves. This is what I was talking about on Saturday's show. A few days ago, they don't bet on themselves. Like, they'll bet on everybody else. They'll bet on their boss. Oh, I know you've got great plans for me, boss. Bah! You know, they'll bet on their coworkers. It's so great to be a part of a team. Side note, the stupidest compensation plan ever invented in the history of the world. When I was in sales, God, I got to get thank you for letting me get all this off my chest because this is why I left the job. So stupid. And it takes a stupid person to think this compensation plan up. So on our we had a team environment where we had one team, you know, in advertising. We had telephone sales advertising sales reps. We had outside sales advertising reps. And then we had senior account reps. That's what I was, senior account exec. Handled the big ticket items. And then the TS reps handled the smaller ones. And that's kind of, well, all the commissions went into one pool on that team, and we all got paid like 25 cents on the dollar of all of it. So I could go out and sell 10 grand, and Johnny TS rep, who's got, you know, just out of college with a headset on, is selling $10. So Johnny and I split $10,000 and $10. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sure it does. Let's put Johnny's 50 cents in the pool with my $50,000, and let's both split it in half. That's like taking Tom Brady's salary. And, hey, we're going to pay Tom Brady $30 million a year, and we're going to pay Tom Smith, a fifth-string wideout, $100,000, and both Tom Brady and Tom Smith split it. Are you kidding me? That's the dumbest thing. That's another reason why I left corporate. Oh, this feels – thank you for letting me share this. This is – guys, this is not betting on yourself. That's betting on somebody else to make up a stupid compensation plan to where you can share in it and – like, oh, great. That's really fun. How about this? How about not flying below the radar? How about putting yourself out there, man? Let people know who you are and what it is that you want to do. Once again, it has zero to do with money, and 100% of the time, the money's going to follow you. Why are people afraid to do this? Because they're afraid of their value. They're afraid of leading with their value. They're afraid the enemy's going to strike. And the enemy will strike. I promise you, once you put yourself out there, the relatives and all the people from your hometown, I mean, it happens, man. Hey, what are you doing now? Are you, you look kind of crazy. But of course I look crazy. It is crazy to bet on myself. I understand. In an environment where everybody goes to a job, in an environment where people are out there trying to fit in, I look crazy. Let me ask you a question, okay? Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Figure that one out, and you've got yourself a winner. Ding, ding, ding. We've got a winner, Johnny. We've got a winner. This person knows who they are before they were told who to be by the rest of the world. You got to figure this stuff out, man. Everyone's trying to fit in on social media. Look at it. Take a picture of me. Selfie time. Look at my selfie. Fake smile. Woo, woo. Just got my teeth whitened and my hair done for the selfie. Woo, woo. I'm broke. Woo. In a bad relationship. All right. Overweight. Yeah, girl. But you look good. You look good in that selfie that you took 7 hours to prepare for. How about this? How about just lead with your authentic self? You know, a couple extra pounds. Great. Lead it. Put it out there, man. You don't think anybody else is a couple extra pounds overweight? Got some gray hair coming through? You don't think anybody else has any gray hair out there? I mean, come on, man. The more authentic you are, the more you're going to stand out against the sea of sameness of people out there trying to just fit in, man. It's almost like I'm looking at a magazine of cosmopolitans out there now. It's just like everybody wants to look good, fake smile. Put it out there, man. Like Gary Vee says, just spit it. Just spit it. Just get your story out there. Hit the record button on your smartphone and let people know you've arrived, man. And let them know you're not flying below the radar anymore. Let them know you're not going to let the enemy attack you, man, because the only thing the enemy can do is lie. He's got one trick. He's got a lie. And if you buy that lie, he wins. You tell the enemy you're a damn liar, you win. Your choice. Your choice moving forward, all right? Step into your greatness. Do it. Don't wait. Don't wait for someone else to give you permission. You don't need permission anymore. What are we, in sixth grade? Hey, can I go to the bathroom? Yeah, go ahead. Here's your hall pass. No! Go do it, man. You don't need a hall pass to be great. You don't need permission from anyone to be great. You just got to own it, man, and stop flying below the radar. I want to see you on my radar. By the way, have you gone to mymomentumclub.com? Have you gone to mymomentumclub.com? Get inside our private group. I'll be coaching in there this Friday like I do every Friday. Group coaching for you and all the bonuses that you can see on the page at mymomentumclub.com. Our Momentum Club is exploding. And at the very least, get inside our free Facebook group. Get in there. I just posted last night hundreds and hundreds of comments. I just wanted to know where everybody was from. How'd you find out about Every Day is Saturday? Everybody's sharing in there about their dream. It's so uplifting. Go to everydayissaturday.com/FB group. Get inside our free group. Let us know you're there, man. What's your Saturday look like? That will get you not flying below the radar. That right there. And then join the Momentum Club at mymomentumclub.com. And then one more thing. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.